With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The Thanksgiving travel numbers are in.
Travelers heading home after the Thanksgiving holiday are setting a record. The Transportation Security Administration says that it screened nearly 3.1 million travelers on Sunday, breaking the previous record by about 74,000 people. The last mark was set on July 7th. That was also the Sunday after a holiday, the 4th of July. Hundreds of thousands of travelers were delayed or had their flights canceled. FlightAware says more than 6,800 flights were delayed on Sunday, with the highest numbers at Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International Airport and Chicago's O'Hare Airport. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Also at SRNnews.com, President Trump plans to nominate a new FBI director.
Over the weekend, the president-elect announced that Kash Patel, one of his most vocal and loyal allies, is his pick to run the FBI. The announcement means that current FBI Director Christopher Wray can either resign from the job or wait to be fired once Trump takes office in January. FBI directors are appointed to 10-year terms, a length of time that extends beyond two consecutive presidential terms and is meant to give the agency independence. Greg Clugston, Washington.
President Trump will attend the reopening celebration for Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris this weekend, his first foreign trip since the election. San Diego business groups say they will resume calling police for shoplifting cases after voters overwhelmingly passed Prop 36 in California. Store owners say they stopped calling 911 after break-ins and robberies because the same suspects kept showing up and stealing things worth less than $950 with no threat of charges or jail time. Nearly 70% of voters in California passed Prop 36 to strengthen the penalties for retail theft. This is SRN News. Hanukkah comes late this year. SRN's Michael Harrington has more.
The holiday begins on Christmas night and runs through January 2nd. It's tied to the Jewish calendar and so moves around year to year. Jews around the world are hoping that hostilities between Israel and her terrorist neighbors will be concluded soon, as they have been casting a pall over each holiday since the Hamas attack of October 2023. Hanukkah celebrates the recapture of the temple in Jerusalem from the Greeks in 164 BC. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Germany's famous for its Christmas markets that date back to the Middle Ages, but it seems the queer trans agenda has come for them as well. In Berlin, there's now a gay Christmas market. It offers rainbow pierogies and entertainment by drag queens. There's also another Christmas market that specializes in pornography. Berlin features the largest queer trans community in Germany. This is SRN News. Volkswagen workers launch rolling two-hour strikes at nine plants across Germany to underscore their resistance to pay cuts and factory closures.
The company says cuts are necessary to cope with a slack European auto market. The strikes were held as part of negotiations for a new labor agreement after a legally mandated peace period that bars strikes expired on Sunday. The company is demanding a 10% pay cut for 120,000 German workers and has said it can't avoid shedding factory capacity that is no longer needed.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. President-elect Trump names investment banker Warren Stevens as U.S. ambassador to the United Kingdom. Trump said in a statement on Truth Social that Stevens has always dreamed of serving the U.S. full-time, calling him one of the most successful businessmen in the country. He served as president, chair, and CEO of his company, Stevens Inc., for 38 years. More details at srnnews.com.